This is an All Ears English Podcast, episode 1785, The Truth Behind Confusing Quantity Words in English. Welcome to the All Ears English Podcast, downloaded more than 200 million times. Are you feeling stuck with your English? We'll show you how to become fearless and fluent by focusing on connection, not perfection, with your American host, Aubrey Carter, the IELTS whiz, and Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, coming to you from Arizona and Colorado, USA. To get real-time transcripts right on your phone and create your personalized vocabulary list, try the All Ears English app for iOS and Android. Start your 7-day free trial at allearsenglish.com/app.
Do you know that different meanings are implied when you use a couple, a few, and several? In this episode, learn how to make sure you're not making the wrong impression when you choose one of these words in English. Plus, find out what food Aubrey overdoses on.
This podcast is sponsored by Indeed. As a business owner myself, I've learned that the most important key to success is having a great team. But it can be time-consuming, reading through tons of resumes. Need to hire a great candidate at your company? Why not eliminate the busy work? Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so that you can connect with candidates faster. Just in the minute that I've been talking to you, 23 hires were made on Indeed, according to Indeed data worldwide. So join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/AEE. Just go to Indeed.com/AEE right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/AEE. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Hey, Lindsay, how are you?
I'm doing great, Aubrey. How are you? What's going on today?
I am excellent. I feel kind of sick because yesterday I ate 5 donuts. Which
five?
Is crazy.
Wait,
I know.
Are you serious? Or are you just telling that as
I
a story?
I really... Okay, it wasn't yesterday. It was about a week ago.
Oh, no.
So, because it's so perfect for our episode. But I am really Moorish, they say, where I can't just eat one.
Good
what
word.
What about you, Lindsay? If you have like a box of cookies, can you just eat one?
Well, for me, cookies are a little different than donuts because...
Like, now were we talking about donuts or cookies?
Yeah.
That changes things.
Yeah. Cookies, I struggle to eat one, of course. Oh my gosh, especially if they have big chunks of chocolate chip and peanut butter. The good stuff. Oatmeal raisin cookies, I could leave them, right? Leave it. Take it or leave it.
But oatmeal chocolate chip. Ooh, now you're talking. I know
good
I can
stuff.
Never eat even like a couple cookies. I always have to eat several.
Yeah.
Especially if they're little.
A couple of cookies, just a couple. You always say you're going to have a couple of cookies and you end up having the whole box, right?
The
this is just
box.
What happens.
I know. I'm so bad about that.
But donuts, I get more full. They're just like a little bit bigger, right?
I know,
donut
so
holes.
Over the course of a day, like I had one in the morning and then another one and the box was just there. And by the end of the day, I was like, why do I feel sick? What did I eat today?
That's
so
funny.
I think I ate 5 donuts today.
Okay, we know your weakness.
Right. Oh, I love donuts. Oh, my goodness. All right, guys, this is really an interesting topic. We had a listener write in about quantity words. So you heard us use several of them there, right? We're going to dive into a couple, few, and several. And it's not as easy as you might think because there's implied meaning by some of them. So we are going to dive into that.
Oh, man, I'm glad we're talking about this today because I bet our listeners really do struggle, right? So one more time, can you list the ones we're going to talk about? It's a couple of, several, and what else?
A few.
A few. Okay, got it. I'm ready. Let's get into it.
Let's read the question here, first of all.
All right.
Okay. Native English speakers often use a couple of. Judging from the context, I mostly get the impression that this conveys the same meaning as several, more than two. But way back in high school, my English teacher insisted that a couple of always meant two, since it is a couple, like a pair. But I always felt that's not quite right, at least not anymore. My high school English teacher was not a native speaker, but a German who had studied English in the UK. Maybe they are somewhat different. Lately, I've heard you guys saying, I'll give you a couple of examples. And in one episode, then you gave two. So does a couple of really mean two, or could it also mean more than two? It's funny because I could see them asking, you know, saying, you said I would give a couple examples, and then one time you gave two and one time you gave three.
It's just not fair. It's not fair, right?
It's not fair because it's not an exact science, guys, right?
Yeah. I want to say a special thank you to our listener. Do we have the listener's name who wrote this in?
No, they didn't send their name. I know. Bummer. We didn't save it. I apologize.
Yeah, guys, send in your questions. Send it to lindsay@allersenglish.com and include your name. Include, you know, let us say your name on the show because we appreciate our listeners who send in good questions.
Yeah, fun to get that shout out. I know. If you left this question, comment on the blog, on our social media, let us know that it was your question because it is a good one.
It's a really good one. Fantastic. All right. Well, let's set the record straight here, Aubrey. What do we think?
Yes, right. So these words are determiners. They're modifying nouns. The first one we'll dive into is a couple of, which does usually mean two, right? And it comes from, just like this listener asked, two partners who are dating or married, we call them a couple. Mm-hmm. So usually when we say a couple, we mean two. However, this is tricky because when it comes to expressing quantity with the word couple, it's certainly not exact, right? We're less precise when it comes to time and amounts of things. So when I say a couple of minutes, right, I'll be there in a couple minutes. Does that necessarily mean two, Lindsay?
No, not always. Not always, especially when you're, you know, you told a story earlier with your kids, when you tell them you'll be there in a couple minutes and then it ends up being 20 what
30
happens?
Minutes. Yes, exactly. They get upset and they're like, I thought a couple meant two. It's been half an hour, right? And so often we use couple of this way to de-emphasize the length, right? If you want to say, it'll just be a couple minutes. You know it's going to be more than two, but you're not wanting it to sound like a lot. You're wanting to make it sound like a shorter amount of time.
I mean, life is all about how you present things, right? I love that concept. We're always selling something in the world, right? And you, in that case, were selling that extra time to your kids, right? Totally. And so you're always running a marketing campaign.
That's so true. That's how mom life, right? But then also think about cookies, right? Mm-hmm. If I, let's say I ate 7 cookies and then I might say, I ate a couple cookies this afternoon, right? I'm not going to, I don't know that I would ever say I ate several cookies because that sounds like so many. I'm wanting to make it sound smaller. So I'm sort of reverse exaggerating by saying I ate a couple cookies. No big deal.
So it's kind of broad. I mean, again, it can mean many things, guys, when it comes to time, amount of time and things. But again, going back to the original example, two people dating or married is a couple. So that's how we come back to the two. That's always the same, right?
Most
of the time, pretty much. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. What
now,
else?
Now, quick note, right? That you will often hear natives say a couple cookies or a couple minutes and you hear them drop the of.
Yeah. What's
but
that
keep
all
in
about?
Mind that this is just because natives speak quickly, right? We're often dropping things, dropping the ends of words, dropping letters. But if you're going to write this grammatically, it's correct to have it be with the of, a couple of. So learn it as that chunk, a couple of minutes, a couple of cookies. But in informal speech, natives drop it, you can drop it. But if you're writing an email or a letter, you would want to include a couple of meetings.
I totally agree with that. Guys, there's spoken English and then there's written English, right? We need to know the difference. But to really connect with natives and to, you know, feel familiar, you can totally drop that couple of, okay? Mm-hmm. Can I have a couple cookies, right? Can I have a couple cookies? It just flows. There's no time to say, can I have a couple of cookies? Okay.
Wait, we don't have time for that extra syllable.
No, we want the cookies already.
Give me the cookies. Okay, so let's dive into a few. Usually a few means three, but same thing. We are pretty flexible here, right? If I say I'll be ready in a few minutes, that could mean 20. That could mean 30. I'm going to eat a few cookies. That could mean 20 or 30.
Yeah. So a few. So I guess usually it means three, right? As you said.
But in general, it means three.
Mm-hmm, but it could definitely mean two. It could mean four, five, right? Mm-hmm. A few minutes. Love it.
Yep.
So good.
And again, we might say it to make the amount sound smaller, right?
Yes.
I'll be ready in just a few minutes. When you know it's going to be half an hour.
A couple minutes, a few minutes, exactly. It's more about knowing the person who's saying that thing, right? What does that tend to mean for that person?
Exactly, right? How honest are you about how long you're going to take?
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Aubrey, are you really slow getting ready? Like if you're going to go out on a date with your husband, for example, are you, do you do the whole thing? Are you slow to get ready? Or do you just like, are you like, okay, throw on my shoes, my pants, ready, go.
That's me. I'm so fast, right? Okay. I'm like, quick shower, quick get ready. I ain't got time for that. It doesn't take me long. My poor husband would probably prefer that I put in more time, but too bad.
That's funny. I love that. I'm the same way. I don't do a lot of makeup. I don't do a lot of stuff with my hair. I just go out the door.
Right? I'm just so likable that you just got to love me as is. This is the best you're going to get.
I mean, kind of. I don't love the idea of just putting on a whole other face for the world and not being yourself, right? It's sort of, I don't know.
Well, and a lot of younger women or celebrities, they're practically painting on a whole new face. So then when you see them, I actually just saw a picture of Kim Kardashian next to a picture of her without makeup, and I didn't even recognize her. She looked like a totally different person.
Really?
Yeah, because they like paint on everything. Oh, wow. So I didn't know that. I mean, that's to each their own. Yeah. You go do you, Kim, but I don't want to do that. I don't have time. And
yeah, that's a good expression, to each their own. What does that mean? Just as a side bonus for our listeners.
Means that I don't judge her for that, right? I feel like everyone is allowed to make choices and do what they want to do. So when I say to each their own, I'm saying I am totally fine with her doing that and making that choice for her, but it's not what I would do.
I love it. So good. Guys, write that one down. There's always great bonus vocabulary coming out of these episodes here. Okay.
Yes. Okay. Let's, so our last one is several, right? This means more than three. Mm. And this, we wouldn't say like, I'll be ready in several minutes, or I'm going to eat several cookies, because then we're emphasizing that it's going to be more, right? So we often use this when we want to emphasize how many there are, right? If you're, you say, I can think of several examples.
Yes.
Maybe you can only think of two or three, but you don't want to say, I can only think of a few examples. You're sort of wanting to exaggerate how many you can think of.
So you always want people to think you have more ideas.
Maybe.
Right?
Or how about, I did several chores today.
Okay. Where maybe you actually did one, right?
Yeah. Maybe two, maybe three, okay, but I don't want anyone to, I'm not going to be like, I did a couple of chores.
Yeah. Do you use several? I mean, to me, it feels a little bit formal. You know, it feels to me a little too formal.
It is a little more formal. Mm-hmm. Here's where I see it used often. If someone is being introduced and you're never going to say like, they have won a few awards, they have written a few books, that's where you're going to say several. They have won several awards and have written several books, especially if they've written more than three, because you don't want to, it almost sounds rude to under represent the amount when it's something that they would be proud of, right?
That's a good point. Yeah.
So it does. It is a little bit more formal, but I definitely use it if I'm talking about something that I want to emphasize how much there was. I would say several.
I love that. It's so good to have this vocabulary, guys, in your back pocket. Introducing someone is really important. Right? It's really important the way you present what they've done, right?
For sure, right? You don't want to belittle them or their accomplishments, especially if you're going to have them present to people that you want to be impressed by their accolades, which means, you know, all of their accomplishments and awards. You want to make sure to emphasize that, right?
I also
want to point you guys to Lindsay and I. We recorded an episode some months back, episode 1380, where we talked about the difference between few, a few, and little, which is a little bit related here because we talked about few. So if you missed that one, it's really, really excellent. So episode 1380.
Yes, I love it. Go and find that episode once we finish this one today, guys. So you can go a little deeper, right, with this few, a little, several. You really want to deepen your knowledge here because this matters. You're going to use this stuff all the time.
Oh, yeah. We use these words all the time. Okay, let's do a role play, Lindsay.
All right, here we go. So here, you and I are about to head into a meeting. And you, Aubrey, you are trying to finish up a project at your desk. Oh, it's so frustrating when you're trying to finish something and you have to go do something else.
Yes, I know. It's so hard.
All right, here we go. The meeting is starting. Are you coming?
Yes, I'll be there in a couple minutes.
You've been late to several meetings this month.
No, just a few.
Okay, but we're doing several fun icebreaker questions to start this meeting, and I don't want you to miss it.
Oh, fun. I'll hurry. I'll just be a few minutes.
Okay, I'll see you there. Several important agenda items today. There are several important agenda items today, so hurry up.
Nice. I love it. You're like, you know I'm going to be late, so it's like, let me say this another way.
Yeah, exactly. Let me
say this another way, but really you need to come now. Like, stop what you're doing and come
now.
Exactly.
You should be walking, right? You should be on your way.
Well, follow me here.
Yeah, I love it. So good.
Okay, so first I said, you're asking if I'm coming, and I said, I'll be there in a couple minutes. So even if I know I'm going to take 20 minutes, I'm saying a couple because I don't want you to think I'm going to be late. I don't want you to think it's going to be a long time.
Exactly. And notice here, guys, you know, if you have the app, if you're listening on the app, Android or iOS, you will be able to see this in the transcripts. But notice that Aubrey said, yes, I'll be there in a couple minutes, not a couple of minutes. Right?
Because this is spoken English. I'm in a hurry. I'm working on something. I'm not going to take that time to say a couple of minutes.
There's no time. You should be spending that time working on your stuff. Yes,
get it done so you can get to the meeting.
Exactly. And then I said, this sounds a little bit reprimanding, right? You've been late to several meetings this month. Okay.
Mm-hmm. It is, right? And you're feeling like there's a bunch. You've been late to a bunch of meetings. Several. And I say, no, just a few. Maybe it's seven, but I'm trying to make it sound like less. And you're kind of pointing out that it's more.
Exactly. So that's interesting. So it's all about the angling, right? We're creating our own angles on things. So interesting. Right. And then I said, okay, but we're doing several fun icebreaker questions to start this meeting, and I don't want you to miss it.
Yeah.
So
and you're wanting to emphasize like this would be a perfect thing to say to me because that sounds really fun to me. I don't want to miss that. And if you say, we're doing a few of these, not as exciting. We're doing several to emphasize how many there are. Ooh, that might hook me in.
Oh, okay. It's not enough just to say that we're playing games. I have to say we're playing several games to get you there, right?
Yes. Well, that's more appealing for sure.
I love it. Okay, good. And then you said, oh, now your mind has changed and you're ready to go. Right.
Yes. Okay. Oh, fun. I'll hurry. I'll just be a few minutes.
Okay. You're still really want to finish test, though. And then I say, okay, I'll see you there. Several important agenda items today are on the agenda today, right? So hurry up. Okay. Yeah. Good. So that again, I don't know why that several is feeling very formal to me. But again, we're in an office setting. Yeah.
Well, yeah, but I'm also wondering if this might be more geographic. I definitely grew up, we say several all the time. And it could be that you didn't as much, maybe in college or at work.
Yeah.
So that would be interesting to know. Because it sounds a little off to you, right?
It sounds off. It sounds not very conversational.
Interesting.
But guys, pay attention to our language. We have slightly different nuances, but we're representing American English from two different corners of the country, right? So this is fantastic. Yeah. I love it.
So now in future podcast episodes, you guys are probably going to notice that I'll say several here and there, and Lindsay maybe won't, right? Because we have this interesting nuance to how we grew up speaking.
I love it. So good. So what's a takeaway for our listeners? What should we leave them with?
Yeah, these words seem so simple, right? Couple, few, several, but they actually convey a lot of meaning. And there's implied meaning that you maybe wouldn't be aware of until you heard this podcast, right? We choose which one we use based on the impression we want to give of whether something is small and insignificant or if we want to imply that it's bigger and more important. So you want to practice using these words in context so that you can make connections with them.
Yeah, I mean, vocabulary is that connection tool you need. And again, like I said before, we're always convincing people of something. We're always kind of showing them different angles of ourselves. You know, that's just how humans are, right? Yep. So this is giving you a chance to do that and have these tools, guys. So good.
Exactly. Awesome. So good. Don't eat 5 donuts.
Yeah, that's the moral of the story today.
Couple donuts.
You must have been in sugar shock or something.
I probably was by the end of that night. I know. I clearly don't pay enough attention to what I'm taking into my body.
Clearly. All right. We'll have to work on that. All right. Well, thanks for hanging out today, Aubrey. This has been great. I'll see you next time.
Bye.
Take care. Thanks for listening to All Ears English. Would you like to know your English level? Take our 2-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/fluency score. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, then hit subscribe now to make sure you don't miss anything. See you next time.